Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA. Today is Friday, November 26th, and this is Denver Council 9 volunteer Alan Ward reporting. One part of the process of the United Continental merger is determining a past travel policy for the combined airlines. To this end, United has launched their survey on Skynet for employees and retirees to offer opinions concerning changes to the past travel policy. Our current past travel policy is based on many years of hard work by the Past Travel Committee, and the evolution of the program is something we all value as a component of our employment. The United survey is open now and will remain open until 11:59 p.m. Central Time, Wednesday, December 8, 2010. We encourage you to participate in this survey and make your opinions known to the management team that is responsible for developing the new policy. Some things to keep in mind regarding the survey. In the introduction, there is a great detail explaining the policies of both United and Continental travel policies. We recommend you take the time to thoroughly read this comparison and understand the intricacies and differences between the two current policies. The information is vital to gain a full understanding of the policies to form an informed response. While we might expect that it is the intent of management to meld the two policies into one that features the best of both policies, there are some provisions of the Continental program that would favor management over other employees. One particularly contentious provision of the Continental policy allows that management have a higher boarding priority than other employees, regardless of seniority. Some of the questions asking about how we feel about management boarding ahead of other groups are asked towards the end of the survey, so we recommend paying close attention to the survey as you take it. In other cases, knowing what the subsequent questions are will affect your answers to current questions as they are interrelated. The wording of some questions also makes it very difficult to form an accurate opinion due to multiple issues, such as boarding priority and unaccompanied eligibles in the same question, and requiring you to give a single response. While this survey is not the way we believe the interests of flight attendants will be best served, the survey is currently the only way to provide your input. While we continue our advocacy through the Past Travel Committee, along with representatives from the other unions, we do encourage you to take part in the survey and voice your concerns and opinions. The Brazilian military this week has been conducting a lockdown on gang-related activity in a low-income area of Rio de Janeiro. The situation has caused some concerns for safety in the adjacent areas, and United Airlines Security reported earlier this week that violent clashes between the police and drug cartels had escalated. The security issue is not taking place in the area where United crews lay over. However, United is temporarily relocating crews to a hotel close to the airport Friday and Saturday. United has also announced they will communicate travel warnings for non-revenue space available and non-revenue positive space travel to the area. United Security is monitoring the situation, and AFA Safety and Health and Security is being advised of updates as needed. However, the situation is expected to be resolved very shortly. As in any potentially dangerous situation or area, you should exercise situational awareness. Avoid any known areas of danger and be cautious of situations which could pose a danger. You should also make yourself aware of any local information that can be helpful in avoiding a safety or security situation in advance. Secondary vacation bids closed this past week on November 23rd and will be posted on November 28th by 0830 hours. The third and final phase of vacation bidding will open on December 1st. Our website has our annual vacation article compiled to assist you in bidding for your vacation. In closing tonight, in a letter from United Master Executive Council President Greg Davidovich, wishing us a happy Thanksgiving, we remind you that as flight attendants, we practice the spirit of Thanksgiving every day as we seek to help and support one another. Together, we have much to be thankful for and look forward to. The merger between United and Continental will provide enormous opportunity for us. Preparing to welcome our sisters and brothers from Continental to our community, a larger network of flying, the promise of a new culture for our airline, and improvements to our contract are all on the horizon for the future. We wish you a happy Thanksgiving and start to the holiday season. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling and remain informed as we stand strong together to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading contract.